Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation. Good morning, guys, and welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Friday, Junior.
It's your girl, Jazz.
And Shantae. I was going to say, this Thursday flew by. Like, getting here, like, what? Yeah. I feel like time is going so slow and yet so fast in quarantine.
Like, yesterday, we said something about how it was Wednesday. We were like, oh, wow, gosh, it's Wednesday already. And we're like, oh, my God, that means we're recording tomorrow. Like, when?
Yeah.
Like, when you have no concept of time, but then also still there are certain things that that depend on time.
Right. I was just kind of like, what's going on? You're staring out the window like, when will this be over?
Yeah. But
the days are just flying by. Let's get into a recap of our week. What have we been up to? I know there's obviously not much that we can do, but, you know, we're trying to stay busy.
Yeah, we really are. And I think that it's been fun to kind of, like, get back in touch with things that we used to like to do or just, you know, haven't really had the time to. So we've kind of been doing that. Like, both of us love to play with our hair. And both of us did our hair over the weekend.
Sure, rub it in, girls. Thanks. Thank you.
But yeah, I did box braids. Took me 2 days to do.
Mm-hmm. I did passion twists, and it took about 6 hours to do.
And I think I'm gonna do those next.
Yeah. Wait. You have names for these things?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You said passion twist. Okay, let's kind of get into that first one. What's that?
Yeah, I wish you could see it. But just you can Google them. You're so good about that.
Oh,
but
that's true.
But
yeah, because I want my other bosses and coworkers to see passion twist on my Google search. Yeah, okay, this might look a little weird.
Just share that history, don't worry. But yeah, we're really happy with how they turned out. Like, they looked really good. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. That does look pretty good.
And the next time we do them, it'll be better.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely an all-day process, though, and I think that neither one of us were really ready for that
but we did also like start on at a decent day and time in which, like, if it did take a long time, we were okay.
I started doing my hair at 8 a.m. and wasn't finished until like 7 p.m. at night, and I was just kind of like, I don't know how hair braiders do it, because they do this on multiple people in a day,
every day. Right.
Like, I was like, my hands are already cramping off of the first one I did.
Maybe that's why my wrist hurts. Remember how I told you my wrist has been hurting?
Absolutely.
That's probably why.
Absolutely.
Outside of doing my hair, on Friday, my family, we got on like a group Zoom call together and played this game called You Don't Know Jack. Have you heard it? Have you played it
before?
No,
but I just appreciate you guys doing what you need to do on Zoom, because we are all over the board at the radio station with having clients go into Zoom and to Skype, you know, finding other platforms to still proceed on with our show. So that's cool that you guys did that as a family.
Yeah, it was really fun, actually. It was my brother's idea, and he just was like, he brought it up and was like, hey, maybe we can try something. And it happened to work out that he got a big group of us available on Friday night, and we actually had a really good time playing it. It was a little, like, complicated, of course, you know, because we're not all there with each other to help get it, like, started and set up. And I hate to say it, but there is a generational gap when it comes to some tech stuff. Mm-hmm. So all of our parents took a little bit longer to get it, you know, under control, but it was still so much fun. It was really nice to be able to do that and connect at a time like this. You know, the one brother whose idea it was, his family and him, he actually lives in Colorado. So in general, we wouldn't, you know, even if under normal circumstances, he wouldn't have normally been able to join us. So it was really fun that we were able to all do that. It was really fun.
Other than that, I've re-downloaded The Sims. quarantine has put us in a weird space. I'm going back to, like, old Shantae, high school Shantae, but also there's just all the time in the world.
Yeah.
And for you guys who don't know out there, The Sims is a game. It's virtual reality, technically.
Yeah.
Do you have the glasses? Do you have the virtual glasses?
Life.
Do you have the glasses, the goggles, the VR glasses, or is that doesn't apply to this?
No. It's just on my PC. But like, yeah,
that would be cool.
Right? Thank you very much. Tay gets it.
If you're listening, right? EA, that's what you should do next. Mm. I am excited to play because they have a lot of new expansion packs that have different kinds of modes. So normally with Sims, you just kind of free play.
Yeah.
And like, you can just create whoever you want, do
get
whatever
a job.
You want. Yeah. But
set goals.
You know, like, do things that you can't do in real life right now. But there's a new one called Strangerville, and it has a story mode where you get to investigate like this entire thing going on in the world, which is really cool and different for the game itself. So I'm excited to really get into that
and see
how it ends. Yes.
You're a hardcore gamer then, huh?
No.
Don't even be truthful. We're here for you.
He's like, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, we're all here. We're all here.
I feel like that's the only game that I seriously play.
But also, it's one of those things where, like, if we had more time to play it, it probably would turn into something where we would become, like, serious gamers.
I would love to have a Sims YouTube channel. Like, stream me playing Sims. That would be so fun.
That would be fun.
I'd probably get upset and quit halfway through, like, ugh.
All right, over it. Sorry, guys, bye. Tune in next week.
Yep. But that's our weeks. It's our weeks for, like, the next month.
Right.
But we'll talk about
that
later.
We'll try to spice it up. Don't worry.
But we're going to hop into our icebreaker now. We tried to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
So we posted a question on our Instagram yesterday asking our listeners, you know, what do you want to know? Ask us anything. We'll do a Q&A on air today. So we've brought a few of the questions that our followers asked us, and we're going to answer them. Let's do, like, alternating between the two.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Okay, so we're going to start it off real easy, you guys.
Yeah.
Ruffles or Lay's? This or that?
Ooh, I'm going to say Ruffles.
Interesting.
It's weird because Lay's I grew up on, but Ruffles, I like thinking about it, I prefer. I like the thickness of Ruffles better than Lay's.
You like that ridged?
Ruffles have ridges. Remember those commercials with the little baby?
Oh, I do.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to say Lay's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all around Lay's.
Everybody knows Lay's. You know, like you go to Subway, the chips that they have are Lay's usually, you know.
And Lay's was doing that like fun, like special flavor where they were letting people choose.
I wouldn't really say fun, but.
You didn't ever try the biscuits and gravy?
No, I didn't.
That was pretty good. That was a fun flavor.
Biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not anything you need.
Oh!
But...
actually, did they have like a fried chicken one or something? Mm-hmm. They had chicken and I think so. I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe
chicken
I did.
And waffles?
Yeah, I think so. I think I did try that
one. Like I said.
Okay. Let's see. Cheez-Its or cheese nibs?
Ooh.
My stomach just growled.
That's funny. Cheez-Its for me.
Same.
All the way.
I'm with you, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
What are cheese nibs?
Cheese nibs. I remember cheese nibs being the ones growing up that like they came in the shapes of like our favorite cartoon characters, like Cat Dog and Arnold. And
cheese in the middle of them.
Wait, I could be completely wrong. Like, we don't even know what cheese nibs are. Thanks for throwing us this question, actually.
And that came from Alyssa.
Yeah.
Twilight Tan.
Because look at, you know, cheese nibs look exactly like Cheez-Its.
So it's like two different brands. The Cheez-It brand is like from the Kellogg Company, and the cheese nibs are from the Kraft Company.
Well, here's the problem. Our answer is going to be Cheez-Its because we
I don't know
what cheese nibs are.
So, yeah.
Okay, next one, Tay.
I'm going to jump to one. No, you know what? I'm going to keep it the same.
Are you thinking of goldfish really crackers? The ones in shapes? Goldfish crackers?
No, I'm not. Jazz? Okay. I wish I knew what, like,
we'll have to come back on that one then, I guess.
Yeah, we really totally will have to.
Okay, so the next question is Whitney Houston or Tina Turner?
Oh, well.
And can we guess the person who gave this question's favorite also? Ooh.
Okay, wait, who is it?
Alyssa.
It's Alyssa? Okay, ooh, I should know this. For me, mine is going to be Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Whitney is the GOAT, hands down. Bless her, love her, RIP. And I'm going to guess, ooh, so this is tricky because, like, we did a bunch of, like, dances and things, like, whatnot related to Tina Turner, and that's how I know Alyssa, the person who sent us this question. So I'm, like, inclined to say Tina, but, like, that's what my gut is. My gut's saying Tina, but I feel like it's Whitney.
Let's go with Tina. Alyssa, your favorite is Tina.
Tina.
Let us know if we're wrong. Vinny, how about you?
Oh, I'm Whitney all the way. Come on. It's just, I'm a product of the 80s and 90s. I mean, I love Tina Turner. She stood for so much and continues to do so. But I'm a Whitney person. I mean, I roller skated to this song, all these songs. I even bought the album. What was the one? The Susan one. My Name Is Not Susan, that album. It was like, I'm Your Baby Tonight. I bought that. Like, I totally bought that one.
I'm here for this. Okay. I love Whitney. And actually, that clip that you played is one of my favorite Whitney songs.
Mm-hmm. Crowd pleaser, not a crowd teaser.
Right. Yes. However, I will say, you know, as far as, like, performance-wise goes,
Tina Turner.
Like, oh, yeah.
Whitney was definitely that powerhouse vocalist, like, you know, that kind of stuff. But Tina was dancing. She was all over the place. She had that energy.
I agree.
Running wild. So, like, yeah.
If you wanted that performance, that's who you go for.
Yep.
I definitely would say Whitney Houston, too. I don't have enough, like, knowledge of Tina Turner to be like, Tina.
Well, they came up, I think, with both little two different demographic of song choices and style growing up. So, like, there was more of a performance with the R&B and soul of her time for Tina Turner and what she was doing on stage with the rhythm and blues. And then Whitney was this massive breakout with her vocals.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Then again, and they each did movies, but you can't go there, so.
Yeah.
Bodyguard was amazing.
Kevin Costner.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, Kevin Costner for the win, always.
Yo, Kevin Costner, like, he's a handsome little stud.
We know you like your man in uniform, okay?
So we're going to go there. Okay, wait, get this. The movie that gave me a crush on him wasn't Bodyguard, it was Waterworld.
What?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, really weird.
It's so weird, yeah. For those of you who don't...
I was going to say me, because I'm not a movie buff.
It's like this post-apocalyptic movie where there's, like, you know, no land. Everybody's living on boats and whatnot and in the oceans and things and whatnot. And there's this, like, girl who's, like, this prized possession. She's, like, got tats on her and they're, like, a map to the land or something.
No, keep going. You're doing perfect. You're just kind of summarizing very quickly. Yeah, you're doing right.
Yeah, and so basically Kevin Costner ends up becoming kind of like the protector of this girl and like her mom. And
do you know that little girl is the girlfriend in Napoleon Dynamite? Yeah.
That's
Tina?
Yes! So Tina's the mama.
Yeah. Tina is the animal.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I don't remember what her name is, but yes, she totally is. I'm so glad that you said that because I remember when I found that out, it was like one of those, oh my God, moments.
Yep.
We'll look it up, Tay, afterwards. I'll show you. I'll put you on game.
I don't know. It doesn't really sound like a movie I want to watch. But we have a few more questions.
Yes, let's get back on.
Let's just do like two or three more depending on in the direction that they go.
Right.
I really like this question. So this is from Saba. Any plans post COVID-19? If so, what are they?
Well, I need to catch a flight ASAP. I was supposed to go to Miami towards the end of this month. So the person that I'm not sure if we're going to go to Miami or somewhere else, but definitely going to make a birthday trip happen to some kind of vacational tropical place. Don't know where. And then also that Justin Bieber concert because it got postponed due to the Rona. And we were kind of sad about it. So because it was postponed and not canceled, I know that it will continue. So that is another like kind of major plan. Oh, and also the Bahamas. We're still going to the Bahamas in September. Crossing fingers, hopefully.
I mean, like, why? If it goes through September, I'm legit going to throw a fit. Like,
yeah.
A child's tantrum.
I hate it here.
I would cry. Yeah, like I would cry so hard if that happened.
I wish I could just like hop on a rocket ship and go on like a different galaxy. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I would say for me, my plans are the same. I want to go on a trip. The moment this is done, I'm going to be booking a flight. I don't really care where I go. I just want to go somewhere.
I just got to get out of here.
I feel like the biggest thing for me that sucks about this is that it's like there's a pandemic going on. It's like I'm working from home, so I could be able to travel anywhere and still work. I could be anywhere right now, but like flights are canceled.
Right.
Nobody's going anywhere, and really, it's not that kind of a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once everything's going to be lifted, everyone still needs to take the necessary precautions, anyways, even outside traveling again, because not everything's going to be perfectly stopped, you know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So. No, this is definitely changing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, it's definitely changing. So, a bunch of things for forever, you know, like.
Once they say it's okay, clear, I definitely want to go sit down at a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and have a nice dinner, because that's one of my greatest pleasures, I feel like, is just going and having fancy dinners with my friends. And I haven't been able to do that, so I'm excited for that as well once all of this is.
It'll probably be massively busy, though, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, restaurants, and, I mean, you were in the industry, or.
The ones that are going to be able to reopen.
Right. But they also have to, get the product in to start back up, too, because a lot of those businesses had to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
So, turned up. Turned
up. Gotta
get lit. Gotta get lit.
The next one is, this is another good one. Has this situation put anything into perspective? And I'm going to say yes, just like off the top of my head, thinking about how many things you touch throughout the day,
right?
Just how many people you come in contact throughout a regular day that you normally wouldn't think about, or just even like when they started canceling like large events and things, just even thinking about like dance classes and like going to the gym and stuff. It's just, it's so... It put that kind of stuff into perspective on this is how easily things like this can spread.
Right.
Secondly, I saw a really interesting post about, you know, for those, and I'm not shaming anti-vaxxers, but for those of you who are, you know, against vaccinating, look at what one vaccine, you know what I mean? What the lack of one vaccine has done.
Right.
You know what I mean? That puts that into perspective for me.
Absolutely.
This is what one untreated virus is doing. So that kind of opens my eyes in a huge way.
I would say I agree with you about like the things that we touch. I can hardly go to a grocery store now without thinking about like how dirty it is in there.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it before.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, daily life. But now it's like everything I think about, I'm like, oh, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday and I was like, should I even go to that? Like, should I cancel it? They didn't cancel it on me, so I'm going to go. But also like, are they treating people there? And so like, it's just like all the things that you never really have thought about before, you're thinking about on a thousand times more. And I would also say just kind of like, I guess I didn't realize how, I know this is like on grand scale, this pandemic, but like how underprepared everybody was for this. Like, obviously we couldn't have guessed that this was coming or how large or long it would last, but I'm in awe at how much it's kind of destroyed in a way. Like,
yeah,
I
it started off not being our problem.
It wasn't our problem at all. We weren't worried about it. And now it's hitting us really hard. Yeah. And it's like none of us are prepared. And we kind of had time to prepare.
Oh, definitely.
Like, we could have been like, okay, well, there's this virus in China or over.
And then it got big in like Italy, and right. then it got big in Japan, and we were still just over here
kind of
catching flight,
kind of just watching it to see like, well, let's see when it gets to the US. Yeah. And then it hit the US and it's pretty bad. And I think that was put into perspective is just kind
Absolutely.
Of like,
and how underprepared
we are and really like all facets of it, like businesses and
hospitals,
yeah, and schools and some jobs. And I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I'm able to work from home, but you know, a lot of people don't have those capabilities.
Yeah.
So a lot of things have been put into perspective due to this. It's also crazy to go through this as an adult.
Yeah.
And not have my parents, like,
We're living through history. And I totally think that if we were living like at home with our parents, like as kids, we would totally be more like oblivious as to what's going on. It would not.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't grasp the brevity of it.
We saw an Instagram video yesterday, really quick before we go to our break. We saw an Instagram video and it was an April Fool's joke. This dad pulled on his kids. He told them that they had school in the morning. So they're already waiting for the bus outside.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
good.
They clearly have no idea what's going on in the world right now, because you wouldn't have not have gone to school yesterday, but then all of a sudden today been like, all right, everything's cleared up and you're good to go. Like, everybody's been out of school for like two to 3 weeks.
But you
now.
Know, that's how the dad, you know, positioned it. You know, he's all like, yes. Oh my God, this is great. We're all going back to school tomorrow. Everyone get your stuff on. We got to go get to the curb.
If I were the older daughter, I'd have been like, you're lying.
She at first didn't get it, though. Did you see her? She was kind of the blank look.
Yeah. Once she realized it, she was like, oh, my God.
Oh, she was mad.
I hate you.
So
threw
mad.
Threw down her bag. She had to tell the other girls. The little girl still didn't get it.
The little girls were like, April Fool's.
What is that?
Dad.
Also, really quickly, I want to jump right back to our Whitney and Tina question.
Ooh.
Because Alyssa got back to us, okay? What did we say that
Tina
hers
Turner.
Was? We decided it was Tina, even though, okay, it was Whitney.
Ah.
I had a feeling.
Of course.
And I never go with my gut, even though Tina was my gut, and I finally went with my gut, and it was wrong. I love it. She says she loves them both, but basically she always cries when she hears Whitney sing.
Wow.
That's powerful. That is powerful. I mean, she's got one of those. I've got chills just thinking about it.
Right.
All right. Back to the Rona.
Yeah. Well, first we're going to hop into a quick 2 to 3 minute break, and then we're going to come back and give you guys another health update.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast, and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. More and more people are buying electric vehicles, but some still hesitate because they worry the car will run out of power in the middle of a drive. Sam Jaffe is with Cairn Era, a research firm that specializes in energy storage. He says EV batteries are improving every year.
When the Nissan Leaf first came out, it was 100 miles range.
The new S-Plus model can go roughly twice as far, and higher-end cars can travel even farther.
The recent Tesla Model 3 is over 300 miles range.
Buddy says fully reducing people's range anxiety may require a new type of battery technology.
I think the leapfrog technology is solid-state batteries. A battery with no liquid material inside, so everything is a solid material, which means that it's safer, but also it can be more energy dense.
So an EV battery could store more electricity and travel more miles on a single charge. Several companies are developing solid-state batteries, but Jaffe says it will be years before solid-state batteries are affordable and durable enough to be widely used.
It's going to take another 10 years, but they are definitely coming.
And when they do, he says, range anxiety could become a worry of the past. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
That made me kind of sad.
That's why. Well, I didn't mean to make you sad. I just didn't, like, maybe lift your spirits a little bit there, girl.
It did have us dancing. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
We were dancing.
Yes.
But also, man. And you know what?
Hey. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Miami.
I don't know that part. I'm glad you know that.
Spanish or welcome to Miami.
Yeah.
Is that really?
Yes. She is correct. She will get a ding for that one.
Yes. I learn something new every day.
I swear, with me, stick with me, Jazz. I got you.
Hey, you have a little extra time on your side. You might want to pick up another language.
That's true. Duolingo.
There you go.
A lot of people have been actually talking about that.
You know, it sounds like a good idea. I've been getting emails from Duolingo too, and I'm like, is today the day that I jump back into that? It's such a commitment. All right. So, like we've been doing for the past 3 or so weeks, we're going to hop into our coronavirus health update. This week, we're going to do less of a health update and more of a overall overarching, what's been going on due to coronavirus
and the halt that it's put on all of our lives.
Yes. So how it's affecting us personally, what else has come out in the news, maybe pop culture, whatever. So as Jasmine said earlier, Justin Bieber's been postponed.
We're sad.
He was kicking off his tour here May 14th.
And I was really excited about this concert, especially because Jaden Smith was going to be opening as well as Kehlani. And I'm a big fan of all three of them. So I was real gung-ho for this concert.
So that's the first and immediate thing that we needed to talk because I actually think I haven't been to a concert in probably a year.
Was it The Dream?
Yeah, I honestly think I haven't been to one since last year this time. And I was really looking forward to that concert. I really think it's going to be a good concert.
I
hope that it's only postponed until September and not canceled eventually.
September? Oh, man.
I don't know. We'll see.
Outside of that, let's see. More and more, and I'm saying this loosely, people that we know, quote unquote people that we know, are getting diagnosed with coronavirus and or are passing away from the illness, Right now, one of the Cuomo brothers got diagnosed with it, and he's quarantining himself in his basement at home. The local restaurant owner from Kona Kitchen, she helped found that, a Hawaiian restaurant. She actually ended up passing away from the illness, and her husband is now battling it as well. That's really hard to hear about, and guys, please take it seriously. Mm-hmm. We're still seeing people on Instagram having parties and things like that. And it's you guys, we are in places, 3/4 of the country right now has been ordered to stay at home and practice social distancing. You are not exempt from that. Please have some respect for those, just because you're not sick doesn't mean you're not carrying it.
Right. Last week, Trump said he wanted us to be back to work by Easter Sunday, which is this Sunday. And he came back real quick and said, actually, we'll be extending this through April 30th.
Yeah.
So, and I was that sounds more accurate.
Right. Thank you.
I was Easter Sunday? like, it was right after Jay Inslee had, you know, implemented his stay-at-home order. And I was like, we're not going to be done by then.
Yeah.
We just started.
As soon as I heard that, I just rolled my eyes. Because I'm like, all right, this will last for about a few days until he realizes that that's not happening.
He has no concept of time like the rest of us. And also, like, no concept of how serious this is. He's like, we need to get the economy up. I'm like, well, that's going to have to just wait. and on top of that, I actually, it's funny, they pushed the date till April 30th for everyone or across the nation, but I hadn't heard any updates from work. So I was like, I don't think that I'll be going back to work on the 10th of April because that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I asked my boss and they're like, yeah, it's been pushed to May, but we think it'll be pushed even more. And
oh,
so
my
I'm
God.
Just interested to see, like, I'm really just interested to see how long this actually ends up going.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That is crazy.
Yeah. In happier news, we're getting our stimulus checks.
Baby, baby!
Hey!
I saw that. I'm sorry.
Money!
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 We can't even really sing
Money.
It. Every other word is a bad word.
Right. Yes, the government is giving out money, y'all.
We can't wait. Oh, we cannot wait.
You know, a lot of people were real not happy about that little $1,200, but I'll take anything.
Are you kidding me? I'm like,
beggars can't be choosers.
Right, that's more than I got back on my tax return.
Right. That's a fact.
So yeah, I think what it is like, if you, they're looking at your taxes from 2019. If you haven't already filed for 2019,
then what are you doing?
Then they're going to be looking at 2018.
Still, what are you doing? I know they extended the deadline, but still.
And if you are, if you, like, your gross income was, like, less than 75K, I believe, within that year, then you're going to get the 1200. And also, I believe it's, like, $400 or $500 if you have
$500 per dependent.
Per dependent, yes.
Under, I think, 17.
So I'm gonna only end up getting that 12. I have no children. We're dependent.
Yeah, if you're married, they're getting $2,400.
Oh, if you're married.
With the possibility, yeah.
But outside of that, you know, they passed. It was like a $2 trillion stimulus bill, $2 trillion stimulus bill. In addition to that, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, this is going to affect my job directly because it's generally going to require businesses that have less than 500 employees to pay their employees like two buckets of emergency paid leave. So basically, like, you know, whatever paid time off or whatnot. And there are certain, you know, like, it's going to only be a percentage of things, and, you know, there's all these things that go into it. But a part of this is, like, there's a bunch of loans and grants and things that you're going to be able to apply for, and a bunch of stuff you're going to be able to help, like, write off with your taxes. Like, there's a lot that they put into this and that they worked on to try to, like they say, stimulate us. So hopefully we're better off in the end, but it's just... It's unprecedented. This is all stuff that literally everybody is playing catch up on. You know, as soon as the government tells us something new, it's like, okay, let's figure out who is this affected by. Okay, those who are affected by, what do we have to do? Okay, this is what we have to do. Does anybody else know what we have to do? No, because we're all playing catch up.
Yeah, no, but it's all uncharted territories.
It's
nobody knows.
And it's one of those things where literally everybody that I talk to, no matter what outlet it is, whether it's, you know, employment security, the like COBRA, which is unemployment insurance, and even just other employees from hospitality industry, literally any department that's related to I don't know how to explain it, related to the government, I guess you could say. They're all playing catch up because they're getting it as quickly as we're getting the information, you know?
And
what a time to be alive, basically. To sum that up, that's where we're at.
There was something else I wanted to bring up, but I might just have to wait until I have better information on that. Yeah, that's our coronavirus health update for the week.
Moving along.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what's hot right now. And Tay, let's explain what that means.
So, like, there's not a lot going on.
Right.
So there's not a lot of hot topics up there.
Right.
Out there. But we wanted to talk about what is going on right now during quarantine, during this COVID-19 outbreak that's hot. Like, what's everybody talking about? So we're going to kick it off. Or what's everyone talking about and what are we talking about,
right.
I guess, is what you should know. We're going to kick it off with television because that's really all we've been able to do. And we've been consuming it at such a fast pace. I can barely keep up with what we're watching at this point.
Yes. We're just getting overstimulated, man.
Yeah, we're watching a little bit of everything. But we wanted to kick it off with the highlight, the hottest of topics, the most trending of topics, Tiger King.
'Cause I saw Tiger, now I understand.
Okay. I had to.
So our friend Saba, who always puts us on the best of shows,
yes,
told us we needed to watch Tiger King.
And I didn't know what, I had no idea going into it what to expect at all. Literally, I only put it on. I didn't think I watched a trailer or nothing. We put it on because she told us to.
She was like, you need to watch it. And it was funny because we thought it was going to be about animal cruelty and I was like, I don't want to see people hurting an animal that's already extinct. Like,
I was like, Saba, am I going to cry?
Like, Jasmine was like, we're turning it off. Like, at every turn, she's like, no, I'm going to cry. Turn it off. But we haven't finished it yet. I think I'm only on, like, episode 4.
You have so far to go.
I know.
But it's so good.
And everybody's, like, giving little, like, hints on what's gonna happen,
and there's like memes going around that I'm like, ooh, we haven't seen this yet.
I just need to sit down somewhere and finish it, but it's great. Like, okay, wait, let me rewind. I don't know that it's great in its truest sense.
I would say
that it's good for what it is, and it's such a great like insight. I also don't know who, like, I feel like everybody in the show is kind of like a bad guy.
Yeah,
and I don't know who's worse. Like, I don't know who I like more or less because they're all like not great.
You got one guy who's like a cult leader.
Yes.
You've got this one lady who claims to be like this saint and all is good and glory.
But she killed her husband.
Okay, well, you know.
Spoilers.
We just can't really go out and make these claims, but, you know.
I don't care.
All signs are pointing to that.
Carol Baskin. Carol!
Yes.
Come on, Carol.
And then you've got Joe Exotic, who he's actually in a prison, and he's, I feel like, the main character.
Yeah, he's definitely the face.
But
of this.
There's tigers, there's cheetahs, there's ligers with an L. There is polyamorous relationships. Let's see, there's drug use and abuse. There's plastic surgery.
There's so much.
I'm like, all of these things going together in one. it's so much.
Yeah. I also feel like we were watching it and somebody was like, where is it taking place? And all the places that they are, I was like, well, that's. I've been to Florida.
Yeah, I've never been to Florida.
Florida, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense to me personally. But I could just be biased and have like a skewed view of those places.
Yeah. But it's truly crazy. I guess the overall, like, they started this documentary, I think like 5 years ago, they said, or something, 5 or 6 years ago. And it was a documentary talking about, you know, just tigers in America and kind of like, you know, the keepers and whatnot. And a lot of these people have like hundreds of animals.
They have a ton.
They have hundreds of different exotic animals.
I still don't know how I feel about that part.
That's the part that, like, kind of makes me feel uneasy. And, you know, you're constantly being bombarded or, like, you know, overstimulated with images and things of, like, you know, tigers are endangered and, like, let's protect our big cats and all of this. And then just to come to find out that, like, the United States has, like, more captive lions than anywhere else. Like, what? We're the problem. You understand that? We're always the problem, but...
People. Let's... Yeah.
But, yeah, that's Tiger King, man.
We're going to finish that.
And we're already recommending it 100%. Like, we haven't even finished it.
Hop on the train and just take a ride. Like...
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those shows where you want to know what the hype is about. In other TV news, we recently finished the show The Outsider that was on HBO.
It's based off of a novel that Stephen King wrote, so you know it's going to be good.
Yes. We won't get any spoilers on this one, but I was disappointed with the ending.
Yes.
I would say that they really, like, took off in the beginning of the show. Like, they had you, like, very into it. You were like, what's going on? I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you go through the journey, and by the end of it, you're kind of just like, okay, so, like, we solved this problem, like, midway through the season, and now we're here for what reason?
Yeah, it was just... It was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like maybe they set it up in a way that they're leaving it open for, like, a second season.
Absolutely.
Or for the story to continue. So I feel like that could be a big part of why they ended it like that. But still, super underwhelming. Like, the episode itself, the ending episode, it started off, like, with a huge bang. And then it was kind of, like, downhill from there. Anyways,
like, that's all the action you're gonna get.
Yeah.
We started the show since 8 on Netflix,
and that actually came recommended by our other roommate, Latia.
I can't really speak to what the show is about, like,
because it's still very, we're still early.
Yeah, and I think that we're, like, midway through the season, and I can't summarize what the premise is,
other than there's a lot of sex.
Yeah,
there's a lot of sex.
It's about these 8 people who are, like, mutated humans or, like, evolved humans, I guess, and they're all connected somehow.
Like, they can all feel each other's feelings and
emotions and sensations and all of these things. It's weird.
It's so weird.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah, so far pretty good.
We'll give you more on that once we finish it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can actually summarize what it's
about. I think there's a few seasons of it, too. So that'll that'll definitely help. Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Westworld. This is another conundrum, okay?
I saw this note and my mind bent just now.
So the reason why I really enjoyed this for you, Shantae, is because if anybody knows Tay, it's that she is so good at, like, guessing the plots of stories. Like, shows and movies. We'll put something on, and we're maybe 10 to 15 minutes in, and Shantae's over here already, like, oh, this is going to happen. They did this and that and this. And then, sure enough, by the time we finished, what Shantae said has happened. So, that brings us to Westworld. Shantae is lost.
I cannot put my finger on it at all.
She is so confused.
I'm, like, questioning my own reality. I'm like, is this now? When is this? I don't know where, like, I don't know what's going on. I've now decided that nobody is real in the show.
Right.
Like, nothing that we think is real is happening. And that's just how I'm going to keep it until somebody proves me wrong. Like, nothing's real.
So they just, season 3 just started premiering a few weeks ago, and HBO does their shows where they release an episode every week. I don't know why they don't just drop like Netflix does, but whatever.
They probably were doing that before all this popped off, and now they kind of wish they could just release them all.
Right. And because season 3 was coming back out, I know that I had not finished season 2, and Shantae was still on season 1. So we're just trying to get all caught up and refreshed so that hopefully we can watch season 3 with a clear understanding of what's happening. However, I will say that, like, I watched, like, at least 3 episodes of season 2, like, before we started rewatching it. And I'm telling you, I'm completely lost as well. I was like, wait a minute. I don't remember any of this. but outside of that, like, again, I don't really, I mean, Westworld, for those of you who know, it's about this, it takes place in the future, and you can, like, pay.
Or is it?
Right, who knows? But you can, like, pay to go to this, this Westworld place where you can essentially live in, like, the old days, Wild Wild West. You know, they've got brothels, you've got old sheriffs and shootouts and things like that, and the people that are there are, like, robotic, you know, they're not real people, but they look real. They're very convincing. And so that's kind of, like, the premise of it. You can go in there and live this life. It's like a vacation. But also very bad things can happen, and people, like, very bad people go there and are just there
and they
to,
do
like,
really bad
yeah,
things.
They're just there to, like, kill.
There's no real rules.
Exactly. It's literally like the old Wild West. So it's, that's the general basis of it. I can't really say anything else without
giving too much away
and also without confusing anybody.
Including ourselves.
Right. But definitely recommend it. That's on HBO as well.
And it's a quick watch. Like, I think I started, well, I was further into season one than I thought, but I was on, like, episode 4, season 1, and finished it the day that we did our hair. So, like, now we're midway through season 2.
Yeah. I've recently picked back up on Lost. Lost has been out for years. Like, I'm really late to this party. There's a lot of seasons, and they're long seasons, too. But I'm almost done, actually, with season 1 of Lost. And I'm really liking it so far. It's fun seeing a lot of these, like, actors' faces and things. Some people I know probably got their, like, starts on this show. But it's really, really confusing as well. Like, these people get stranded on an island. And then there's a bunch of crazy stuff that goes on this island. But I'm upset that I took so long to get to it. Like I said, it's been out early 2000s.
I was going to say it was popular in the early 2000s.
Yeah, popular in the early 2000s. And I've tried to watch this, I feel like, so many times throughout the years, but have not actually been able to get through it. So I'm putting my mind to it, and I'm getting through it. And I'm liking it so far. I've got 5 more seasons to go, but
I mean,
hey,
like, you're quarantined. What else do you have to do?
Right. But it's really good. There's a lot of different characters on it. So there's a lot of, like, stories going on. There's a lot of backstories and things. And that I like too, because it's not just the same, like, 10 people, you know,
right.
There's like 40, 50 people.
Keep up with all of that.
Oh, we watched this foreign film.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
We watched this film called The Platform on Netflix.
Yes. A friend of mine recommended it.
Saba.
Was it Saba?
I'm pretty sure we watched it with Saba.
We did. We watched it with Saba.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it because I don't even know how it ended.
It was weird. It's, yeah, like these, I believe, again, I don't know what world or what time this takes place in. I'm going to assume a futuristic place. But I don't know if they're in jail or what, because some of the conversations that these people had, it sounded like some of them chose to be in there, or like they gave themselves like a certain amount of time to
get it started.
Yeah. So I don't know what that whole kind of basis is, but it looks like a prison. Like, it feels like a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there's like 200 or something floors in this prison, and each floor you essentially get, like, less and less food the higher that it goes up. Because how it starts is, like, they make this huge, huge feast. And they start it on, like, the first floor. And then it stays on the first floor for, like, a few hours. And then it slowly goes up each floor. And so, of course, everybody's eating. And
they're gorging themselves.
Yeah.
It's really a great testament to human greediness.
Yes. But still, I don't understand, like, I mean, that's probably what the overall thing is,
Yeah.
And you're only on your floor for, like, a certain amount of time. After, like, a while, you change
after
to...
After a month.
Yeah.
You're on each floor for a month, and then they, like, knock you out with gas, and you wake up on a different floor. And, like, each floor has, like, its own challenges, I guess. Like, there's different people on each floor that the main character was meeting, and, like, really didn't understand.
I didn't either, man. They were all like crazy in different ways. Maybe I'll have to.
Yeah, there was one chick who was just going to each floor with the food killing people. Like I was like, I don't understand what this is about.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just, yeah. So yeah. I watch it. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to say about it.
It's also, I'm pretty sure, in Spanish, and they dubbed it so that the words are coming out in English.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not moving in
time. It's dubbed, yeah.
And that threw me off for a while because I was reading their lips for some reason. And, like, I was like, they're not saying what they're saying. Like,
but it was definitely interesting, you know. I definitely, like, I'm a fan of, like, international films or, like, you know, foreign films. A lot of them that I've seen have been really, really good. I could probably watch this one through and through a little more focused. Maybe that could be.
Yeah, I think you had to really watch the show.
But, interesting.
On a 1 to 10 for platform.
1 to 10 platform, I would probably give it a 6.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah. Like, we're like, yeah.
And usually I'm generous, but
you want to do a quick recap, or let's jump to a quick break?
Sure thing.
Let's jump to a quick break, guys. Tune back in a couple minutes. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. For the break, we told you guys all the hot shows that we're watching and recommended a few for you.
Let us know if they were the way or not the way to y'all, okay?
Absolutely. But let's get into a really quick recap. Our weeks.
I'm going to say The Way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Way. Productive. Really productive, so always going to be The Way.
Icebreakers.
The Way.
Yeah, definitely want to do another Q&A and get some more questions in here.
Thank you guys for giving us the ones that you guys did. We really appreciate
that. Thank you
so
much. They were great. The health update, sorry.
Health update, The Way.
You know, information's always great.
We're taking this the best way that we can, you know, so information's great, even considering the current situation. TV, Tiger King, Outsider, Sense8, Westworld.
Tiger Lost. King, The Way, Outsider,
Sense8, The Way. Westworld is The Way.
The Way. Mm-hmm.
Lost, I'm leaning towards The Way, but it's still to, you know, be determined.
It's still early.
The platform, I'm going to say not The Way, but that could change.
I would say not The Way, but definitely you have time, so go ahead and try that one out.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay this week.
Catch you next Thursday.
We'll see you then.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.